Hagbard's mouth fell open in completely genuine surprise.
Well, sink me,
he said, beginning to laugh. Behind him on a wall, Joe noticed dizzily, was a brand new graffito, probably scrawled by someone out of his skull on the acid. The pigeons in B.F. Skinner's cages are political prisoners.
We both pass,
Hagbard went on happily.
We've been judged and found innocent by the great god Acid.
Joe took a deep breath.
And when do you start to explain in monosyllables or sign language or semaphore or something a non-illuminated moron like me can understand?
You read all the clues. It was right out in the open. It was plain as a barn door. It was as conspicuous as my nose and twice as homely in every sense of that word.
Hagbard, for Christ's sake, and for my sake, and for all our sakes, will you stop gloating and give me the answer?
I'm sorry.
Hagbard pocketed the gun carelessly.
I'm a bit giddy. I've been waging a kind of war all night, high on acid. It was a strain, especially since I was at least 90% sure you'd kill me before it was over.
He lit one of his abominable cigars.
Briefly, then, the Illuminati is benevolent, compassionate, kindly, generous, etc., etc. Add all the other complimentary adjectives you can think of. In short, we're the good guys.
But it can't be.
It can be, and it is.
Hagbard motioned him toward the Bugatti.
Let's sit down, if I may permit myself one more acrostic before the codes and puzzles are all resolved.
They climbed into the front seat, and Joe accepted the brandy decanter Hagbard offered.
Of course,
Hagbard went on.
When I say good, you've got to understand that all terms are relative. We're as good as is possible in this fucked-up section of the galaxy. We're not perfect. Certainly I'm not, and I haven't observed anything approaching immaculate perfection in any of the other masters of the temple either. But we are, in human terms and by ordinary standards, decent chaps. There's a reason for that. It's the basic law of magic, and it's in every textbook. You must have read it somewhere. Do you know what I mean?
Joe took a stiff snort of the brandy. It was peach, his favorite.
Yes, I think. As ye give, so shall ye get.
Precisely.
Hagbard took back the bottle and had a snort himself.
Mind you, Joe, that's a scientific law, not a moral commandment. There are no commandments because there is no commander anywhere. All authority is a delusion, whether in theology or in sociology. Everything is radically, even sickeningly, free. The first law of magic is as neutral as Newton's first law of motion. It says that the equation balances, and that's all it says. You are still free to give evil and pain if you decide you must. Once done, however, you never escape the consequences. It always comes back. No prayers, sacrifices, mortifications, or supplications will change it any more than they'll change Newton's laws or Einstein's. So we're good, as moralists would say, because we know enough to have a bloody strong reason to be good. In the last week, things went too fast and I became evil. I deliberately ordered and paid for the deaths of various people and set in motion processes that have led to still other deaths. I knew what I was doing, and I knew, and still know, that I'll pay for it. Such decisions are extremely rare in the history of the Order, and my superior, the Dalai Lama, tried to persuade me it was unnecessary this time, too. I disagreed. I take the responsibility. No man, a god, a goddess can change it. I will pay, and I'm ready to pay whenever and however the bill is presented.
Hagbard, what are you?
A mehume, the Sauer family would say.
Hagbard grinned.
A mere human, no more, not one jot more.
How much blood?
Robert Putney Drake asked. He was astonished at his own words. In all his experiments at breaking through the walls, he had never lowered himself to heckling an ignorant street preacher.
All the blood in the world isn't enough! Every man, woman, and child isn't enough! Even all the animals, if you added them in line in some pagan or voodoo sacrifice, it wouldn't be enough. It wouldn't be enough, brothers. The good book says so.
There were five of us,
John Dillinger was explaining to George as they trudged back toward Ingolstadt, having lost Hagbard and the Bugatti in the crowd.
My folks kept it a secret. German people, very superstitious and secretive. They didn't want reporters all over the place and headlines about the first quintuplets to live. The Dion family got all that much later.
Because all the blood in the world isn't equal to one drop. Not one drop!
John Herbert Dillinger is in Las Vegas trying to track down the plague, unless he's already finished up and went home to Los Angeles.
John smiled.
He was always the brains of the bunch, runs a rock music company, real professional businessman. He was the oldest, by a couple of minutes, and we all sort of look up to him. He served the prison time, even though I'm the one who rightly should have, seeing that robbing that grocer was my dumb idea. But he said he could take it without cracking up, and he was right.
Not one drop, not one drop of the precious blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I see,
Drake said.
And was that A, B, A, B, or O?
John Hoover Dillinger lives in Mad Dog under the name D.J. Hoover. He's not above letting people suspect he's a distant relative of J. Edgar's. Mostly,
John said,
he's retired. Except occasionally for little jobs like helping arrange convincing jailbreaks, say, when Jim Cartwright wants to let a prisoner get out in a realistic fashion. He gave Naismith the idea for the John Dillinger Died for You Society.
How about the other two?
George asked, thinking that it would be even harder to decide whether he loved Stella more than Mavis, or Mavis more than Stella, now that he knew they were the same person. He wondered how Joe felt, since he obviously dug Miss Mao Sushi, and she was that person also. 3 in 1 and 1 in 3, like Dillinger, or was Dillinger 5 in 3? George realized suddenly that he was still tripping a little. Dillinger was 5 in 1, not 5 in 3. The law of fives again. Did that mean there were 2 more in the Mavis Stella Mao complex? 2 that he hadn't met yet? Why did 2 and 3 keep popping up in all this?
The other 2 are dead,
John said sadly.
John Edgar Dillinger was born first, and he went and died first. Fast and furious he was. It was him that plugged that bank guard in East Chicago while the rest of us were vacationing and laying low in Miami. Always the hothead he was. Had a heart attack back in 43 and went to an early grave. John Thomas Dillinger went in 69. He was in Chicago in 68 on a jam assignment, meeting with a crazy English spy named Chips. British intelligence somehow got a report that the Democratic Convention was being run by the Bavarian Illuminati and would end with an assassination. They didn't believe in the Illuminati, so they sent Chips. They always send him on wild cases because he's nutty enough to take them seriously and do a thorough job. Both of them got tear gas coming out of the Hilton Hotel, and poor Chips got thrown in a paddy wagon with a bunch of young radicals. John Thomas had a chest problem already, a chronic asthma, and the tear gas made it a lot worse. He went from doctor to doctor and finally passed away in early 69. So there's a cop in Chicago who could boast that he really killed John Dillinger, only he doesn't know it. Isn't life peculiar?
The Sauer family only thought they were in the Illuminati.
Hagbard went on.
Hitler and Stalin only thought they were in the Illuminati. Old Weishaupt only thought he was in the Illuminati. It's that simple. The moral of the whole story is, beware of cheap Occidental imitations.
He smiled grimly.
I think it's beginning to penetrate,
Joe said slowly.
It was, of course, the very first hypothesis I formed. There have been many groups in history who called themselves the Illuminati, and they weren't all aiming at exactly the same thing.
Precisely.
Hagbard puffed again at his cigar.
That's the natural first suspicion of any non-paranoid mind. Then, as you explore the evidence, links between these groups begin to appear. Eventually, the paranoid hypothesis begins to appear more plausible, and you begin to believe there always has been one Illuminati using the same basic slogans and symbols and aiming at the same basic goal. I sent Jim Cartwright to you with that yarn about three conspiracies, the ABC, or Ancient Bavarian Conspiracy, the NBC, or New Bavarian Conspiracy, and the CBS, or Conservative Bavarian Sears, to set you thinking that the truth might be midway backward toward the simple first idea. From here on in, forget that I represent the original Illuminati. In fact, in recent centuries, we don't use a name at all. We employ only the initials AA, written like this.
He sketched on a Danau Hotel matchbook. A. A.
A lot of occult writers,
he went on,
have made some amazing guesses as to what that means. Actually, it doesn't mean a damn thing. To prevent our name from being stolen and misused again, we don't have a name. Anybody who thinks he's guessed a name and tries to pass himself off as an initiate by declaring that we're really the Atlantean Arcanum or the Argentium Astrum or whatever, immediately reveals that he's a fraud. It's a neat gimmick. I only wish we'd thought of it centuries earlier.
The buzzer on the president's secretary's desk buzzed as Saul and Barney passed through the outer door. The secretary flipped the switch, and the president said,
"Find out the highest medal a civilian can get in Order 2 on my signature for those two detectives."
"Yes, sir,"
the secretary said, scribbling.
"And then ask the FBI to check out that older one. He looked like a kike to me,"
the president said shrewdly.
"No, because I'd be a fool to think miracles can occur in this world before somebody pays the rent and the taxes and shows that their papers are in order. And the people who are running it can always tell you your papers are not in order. No, because there are no magicians, and even Hagbard is mostly a fraud and a con man, even if he means well. No, because I'm not Pope Joan, if there ever was a Pope Joan. No, because like the song says, I'm not a queen, I'm a woman, and the wrong color woman to boot. No, because there will be rivers of blood, and the earth will be shaken before we can overturn Boss Charlie, because it isn't a simple one-night symbolic Armageddon like Hagbard fooled all them into thinking. No, because Hagbard is some kind of magician and put us all on his own trip for a while. But the real world isn't a trip. It's a bummer. No, because the lovers don't live happily ever after. What happens is that they get married and get into debt and live slavery ever after. And I've got to find something better than that. No, because none of us are driving the car. It's the car that's driving us. No, because it's like that old joke. Balls, said the queen, if I had them, I'd be king. And nuts, said the prince, I've got them, and I'm not king. And crap, said the king, and 30,000 royal subjects squatted and strained, for in those days the king's word was law. Hagbard would call it anality and sexism and ageism, but it just comes down to the women and children getting all the crap right in the face, and a few males owning everything. The truth is all in the old jokes, especially the bad jokes. And I'm still tripping, but this is true. They can always say your papers are not in order. No, because sometimes you've got to be a hermit and then come back later when you're together. No, because the wheel keeps spinning and doesn't give a fuck if there's going to be any change. It's got to be that some human being somewhere does give a fuck. No, because I've never found a way to shut Simon's mouth and make him listen. No, because Jesus Christ was a black man, and they've even lied about that. He was another black man they killed, and they won't admit it. No, because death is the currency in every empire, Roman or American, or any other. All empires are the same. Death is always the argument they use. No, because the whole world can go to the devil, and I'm taking care of Mary Lou. No, because look at that professor they killed at the UN building, and none of them arrested yet. No, because there's a perpetual motion machine inside me, and I'm learning to let it run. No, because I'll put a curse on all of them. I'll burn them. I'll condemn them. I'll have the world. No, Because look what happened to Daddy and Mommy.